This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, August 2. God with us. Our reading comes from John chapter 1. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John's writing this book to clarify who Jesus is. In the years soon after Jesus' ministry, some people doubted that Jesus was actually God. They argued he was merely a prophet or a teacher, or perhaps even a person who was out of his mind. So here, John spells out some important things. Jesus, the one and only Son of God, is fully God, and he came to live among us and with us. In the church, we call this the Incarnation. God came to live among us in human flesh. The God of the universe came to be born as a helpless human baby, and he was raised by relatively unknown, ordinary people in a small town in first century Galilee. This child, Jesus, came to suffer, die, and rise to life again for our sake. If the Christian story is a new story to you, you might wonder why the Almighty, all-powerful God would do this. Why leave heaven and go to so much trouble for us? We might have expected God just to create the world and then step back, leaving people to figure things out for themselves. Instead, God became one of us because he loves us and wants to be in relationship with us. Because he is God, Jesus could take our sins upon himself. And because he became human, Jesus could redeem every aspect of our humanity. By his sacrifice for us, Jesus cleansed us and made a relationship with God possible for us again. Pray with me. God, thank you for sending Jesus to become one of us so that you can be in relationship with us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.